Morning, everyone. Today's daf in Nazir is daf Samech. Thank the Lubin Foundation for sponsorship of the daf. Daf is on the Zech and Nishmas Lipa Gavriel Bashmuel. We just have a couple of lines of Gemara to read. Velaisi, the Gemara is asking a question. But before we get to the Gemara's question, we're on Nun Testament Beis. Let's just a quick recap of yesterday and the Mishnah that we saw yesterday without going through the Mishnah inside. So the Mishnah describes a scenario where you had two Nazirim, and they both took on the Nazirs on the same day. And then somebody taps him on the shoulder and says, you know, one of you is Tameh. I don't know which one, I apologize, but one of you is Tameh Meis. So now each one of them is saddled with the responsibility of being a Nazir, but also having this the problem of being maybe Tameh Meis. So what do we do? So the first Mishnah in the Masechta talked about what they're going to do is they're going to basically offset each other's suffix. So in other words, the first time, after 30 days, both of them are going to bring karbanos. One's going to be a set of one set will be karbanos for Nazir Tamei. The other set will be karbanos for Nazir Tahor. And so they bring, and then each one stipulates, if I need the karban Tamei, so then it's for me. The other one obviously will be for you. If the reverse, then the other one will be for me, and this one will be for you, etc. Then on day 60, they'll bring one set of karbanos because one of them already concluded as Naziris in the eight, and on day 60 the one set of karbanos is going to be for whomever needs it. Okay, and then of course the overarching issue which the Gemara discussed already previously, on day 60 how can both of them get a haircut? One of them Nazir is required to shave his head, but if you're not a Nazir, it's an Isser to shave your head. You're not allowed to remove the peos off your off your head. So what do you do? So the Gemara earlier said, well, we're talking about it's specific towards women or children who are allowed to remove their peos. That was the first Mishnah of the Perek. The second Mishnah of the Perek, which is what we saw yesterday on New Testament Beis, is now discussing a scenario where, same starting point, I two Nazirim, it was revealed to them that one of them is Tamei, they don't know which one, and then of the two Nazirim, one of them died. Now, with the death of one of them, now that complicates the issue. That adds one more wrinkle in the whole problem. Because now, with the death of one of the Nazirim, so now I have a surviving Nazir who may or may not be Tamei, and he has nobody to offset the Karbanos with him. He has nobody to offset his Safek. So what does he do? So in this Mishnah we saw yesterday, Machlok is between Rabbi Yoshua and the Chacham. Rabbi Yoshua's position was to get a volunteer. In other words, you're right. Right now, I have one Nazir. He may or may not be Tamei. He doesn't know whether or not he needs to bring his carbon tuma, and he has nobody to offset with him. Oh, nobody has to offset? Okay, so get somebody along. Now, it's going to be very difficult, and the mission itself admits it's going to be very difficult to get somebody to come along and say, listen, not only do I want you to be a Nazir, but I want you to be a Nazir now for 60 days, because remember, the only way this is going to work is if they bring a first round of carbonus, and then they bring a second round of carbonus as well. And the truth of the matter is, I'm oversimplifying, because it's not as easy as it was in the first mission of this park. In the first mission of the Perek, both Nazirim had the same suffix as being a tummy. In this Mishnah, when you bring in the volunteer, you're a suffix, but he's not a suffix. So really, I'm oversimplifying. It's not that simple. And without going through the details of the Mishnah, Rav Yehoshua says, but that's what you do. You ask for a volunteer. After Rav Yehoshua goes through his position, along comes Ben Zoma in the Mishnah, and he says, Misha me'alo she'yidra kenegdo benazir. Like, who's going to listen to you? It's a solution, but really, it's way too theoretical. No one practically is going to listen to you and take you up on your offer of volunteering to be Nazir for 60 days, bringing two sets of karbanos. It's not going to happen. So, okay, you could spot. I mean, you could try to. In other words, you could try to entice, motivate somebody to volunteer. Okay. Reasonable question. I don't know. Okay. So elamevi chatzatova olas behema. So according to Ben Zoma, here's what you do. What you do, in other words, don't get anyone else together with you. You're on your own. You're for sure a Nazir, possibly Tamei Meis. So what you do is you bring a chatzas bird and an olas behema. Now remember, we discussed, and this is important, and we need to know this again for today's daf. When it comes to a regular chatzas, an animal chatzas can only come if you definitely know that you owe the animal chatzas. Animal chatzis is the carbon that there's just no maneuverability in it. A carbon chatzis, generally speaking, has to come for a person specific to a chait. If that person's no longer alive, that person does not need it, or if the person is not sure if he needs it or she needs it, doesn't matter that you cannot bring a carbon to chatas. But that's true when it comes to an animal. But when it comes to birds, a chatas bird, so there's more flexibility, there's more pliability. A chatas bird can be brought even if you're not sure. So here's what you do: you bring a chatas ha'of and an olas behema, a bird chatas and an animal which is a behema of omer. And here's what you'll do on your own: you'll stipulate im tamei yisei chatas mechov asiv ha'ola nedava. So if I am a nazir tamei, so good. So now I'm bringing a bird, and that bird will serve as my chatas, and the ola that I will bring is voluntary ola. Vim tahor hayisi, but if in fact I am tahor, haola mechov asiv chatas misafek. So then the ola is going to be applied to my obligation, meaning I conclude my nazirus and the chatas safek. Now, as we explained yesterday, what that means in the Mishnah is nothing. Meaning, remember, it's a bird. So because it's a bird, so there's flexibility. So if I need it, fine. If I don't need it, it's fine. So good. So that's what you do. Vesofer shoshima mevikar ben tahara. And then what you're going to do is you're going to count another 30 days, and then you're going to bring a carbon b'tahara. And you say, if I in fact was tamei, so the first carbon ola that I brought was towards my obligation, and the ola that I'm bringing now is just simply the If I was tamei, so the ola that I brought was a nadava, and this is going to be towards my obligation. But if in fact I was tahor, haola rishona chova vizu nadava. Okay, vizu shar kabani, and this is the rest of my kabanas. Okay, that is the opinion of Ben Zoma. So Ben Zoma basically says he's not going to get a volunteer. What he's going to do is he's just going to bring the kabanas on his own, stagger the karbanos, basically, and good. And that's the opinion of Ben Zoma. So Rabbi Yeshua says, Nims is emevi, karbanos l'chapsayim. And Rabbi Yeshua says to Ben Zoma, I don't like your solution, because in your solution, you're staggering. You're not bringing all the karbanos at the same time. And Rabbi Yeshua, without giving an explanation why, but he says, I don't like it. Now, even though Rabbi Yeshua protested, objected to the opinion of Ben Zoma, the Mishnah ends up by validating, agreeing with the opinion of Ben Zoma. Okay. And with that, now the Gemara asks the question, Velaisi. The Gemara says, and what is exactly the problem? So, what exactly did Rabbi Yoshua say to Ben Zoma? So the Gemara says, what exactly is the problem? So the Gemara says, I'm Rabbi Yehuda, I'm Shmuel, lo amar Rabbi Yoshua, ela lechadid ba es hatalmidim. So the Gemara says that really the truth of the matter is that what Rabbi Yoshua said as a means of protest wasn't really a protest. In other words, he just wanted people to think and basically say, hey, what is it? Yeah, he's staggering his components, what's the problem with that? So the Gemara says, "Amar Rav Nachman, my le'avile, Rabbi Yeshua, litke delo lisrei." So the and exactly what is the problem with Rabbi Yeshua? So the Gemara goes on to explain. Rav Nachman explains the problem with Rabbi Yeshua is the following: for Rabbi Yeshua, so basically you're having two nazirim shaving at the same time, and what's the problem with that? The problem with that is that essentially, even though you brought a carbon, the carbon only is going to be offered only after both participants are going to be performing the giluach, the shaving. And the problem is, says the Gemara, is that by doing so, is that you will you run the risk of the carbon just kind of lingering, just kind of hanging out, maybe subject to being spoiled. So that's why Ben Zoma prefers the solution where you do it on your own and you don't bring somebody else together with you. Okay. We start now the next Mishnah. We're on the Mishnah on the bottom of the Testament Beis. And here we go. On Shabbos already, we were treated to this Mishnah once. 2 days ago, we mentioned the Mishnah very briefly. And now, here's the Mishnah inside. Okay, this Mishnah obviously is going to take up the entirety of today's daf. It deals with the following scenario. Again, this entire parak, which Yirtzeh Hashem we're going to finish tomorrow, is dedicated to the topic of Safek. Meaning, what happens if he's a Nazir, but compounded with him being a Nazir, he also has a bunch of Sfekos. So already in the first Mishnah, we talked about him being a Safek Tameh. In the second Mishnah, we talked about him being a Safek Tameh without having a complementary Nazir who's a Safek Tameh. Now in this Mishnah, we're going to introduce another Safek as well. Nazir Shaya Tameh B'Safek, Umuchlat B'Safek. So here now our Mishnah is going to introduce us to an idea where he's a Nazir, and then on the day that he becomes a Nazir, he now possibly may come into contact with Tumas Meis. We don't know. It's a Safek. And also he's a Mitzora, but not definitively a Mitzora, only possibly a Mitzora. Okay, just to explain this a little bit better, we brought this up on Shabbos. I told you that a Safek Mitzora is not what probably you think. Safek Mitzora is not where he gets sequestered for 7 days. That's not a Safek Mitzora. That is where a Mitzora goes to the Kohen, the Mitzora shows his Saras to the Kohen, and the Kohen says, you have symptoms, but not enough symptoms. And basically, you need to be sequestered, you need to be quarantined for 7 days. There, he's a Mitzora Muzgar. A Mitzora Muzgar is not possibly a Mitzora. For those 7 days that he's quarantined, he is a Mitzora. He's an Avatum, he's a source of Tumah. Anything he sits on is going to be Tumah through Moshav. So that's not what we're talking about when the Mishnah over here is describing a Mitzora B'Safek. Mitzora B'Safek has to be where there was a diagnosis, and the diagnosis was that he was a Mitzora, but now for reasons which the Mishnah doesn't articulate, we're left in a state of doubt. How could it possibly be? So perhaps one possibility is where two people came to the Kohen, each one of them showed symptoms to the Kohen. The Kohen rendered one of them a Mitzora, but now as they walk out, everybody forgot who got the ruling. And there's no more symptoms to be identified. Okay, so that's one possibility. Okay, and we can construct other possibilities as well. But in other words, it's not just to be clear, it's not the Mishnah here is not talking about a Mitzora Muzgar. It's talking about somebody who got a bill of being a Mitzora, and for reasons which again whatever they may be, he now walks away not knowing for sure if he was or was not a Mitzora.
Before
the Kohen comes up with a ruling, he is nothing.
He's nothing.
He's nothing. His Tumah is all going to be dictated by the Kohen's diagnosis.
It's not
Suffolk. No, correct. That's right. That's a good suggestion, but it's simply not true. In other words, until the diagnosis, he's nothing. Remember, the Torah describes it when the house is possibly has saras. So what you do is you take everything out of the house first, and then you let the Kohen come in and do his diagnosis. And why? And the reason is because right, if he renders the house to be saras, everything inside is going to be tummy. So because before the Kohen says anything, there's no tumah. There's simply no tumah. Okay, so here now we have a Nazir who is possibly a Tameh and possibly a Mitzora. So this Mishnah should sound familiar. This is now the third time we're hearing this. So he's allowed to eat karbanos after 60 days, and he will be able to drink wine and go to the cemetery after 120 days. In other words, there's going to be four times where he's going to be shaving and bringing karbanos. I'm going to wait for the Gemara, because the Gemara is going to explain each step of the four shavings that he's going to do. Shetiglachas anega docha tiglachas anazir bezman shuvada aval bezman shuvsafik ino docha. The Mishnah over here just allows us to know but one rule, and that is the following. If he were definitely Mitzora, so then in terms of his Naziris is concerned, Naziris is put on suspension. In other words, basically, we tend to the Tzaras, and then we'll go back to the Naziris. Which means that if we knew for sure he was a Mitzora, so for the next 7 days, he will go through the purification process of a Mitzora, done. 7 days. And then he'll come back to being a Nazir. Here, the problem is, he doesn't know for sure if he's a Mitzora. May or may not be a Mitzora, because he's in a state of Suffolk, so therefore, after every time he shaves, he's going to have to wait another 30 days. And he can't just simply put all of his attention to the tzaras and just resolve the tzaras. Tana, we are on the again. I left much unexplained in the Mishnah. We're gonna do much more of that as we go through the Gemara. But first things first, we're gonna learn a brisa. And again, we saw this brisa also earlier. Tana bet medvar mamor minaziris moatis. The numbers that were given in the Mishnah is talking about where he took on a 30-day naziris, and therefore he's got four shavings. Four times 30 is 120. That's why the Mishnah is dealing with numbers of 30, 60, and 120. However, by medvar mamor minaziris moatis, avam minaziris bashana ocha. And basically what the Braisa teaches us is that we prorate. Whatever his term of Naziris was, if this Nazir turns out to be, and again, everything started on the day that he becomes a Nazir, where on the day he becomes a Nazir, he's also a Suffolk Mitzara. He's also a Suffolk Tuma. So, and the Naziris was a one-year term. So now, after 2 years, the Tziras is resolved. After 4 years, he finishes his Naziris. So basically everything gets prorated based on the numbers that were given in the Mishnah. V'tini Allah. And now we're going to be learning together a Braisa. And now we slow down. Because in this Braisa now, we're going to be discussing step by step what's happening with each one of the shavings. There are 4 shavings in total. In our Mishnah, each shaving comes at intervals of 30, 60, 90, 120. In the Braisa, it's 1 year, 2 year, 3 year, 4 year. But and each one of the 4 shavings is going to be resolving a particular problem. So now let's slow down for just a moment before we start with the next Braisa. And let's remind each other. Okay. Let's start off, first of all, with just being a Nazir. So again, this is information we all know, but just, you gotta, in order to appreciate and understand the Gemara coming up, you gotta be fluent with basically everybody's procedure. So first, let's talk about a Nazir Tahor. Nazir Tahor, at the conclusion of his Naziris, what does he do? So he just count, it's simple, he counts his days, and then at the conclusion of his count, he then brings 3 karbanos to the Beis HaMikdash. One is a chatas, one's an ola, and the last one is a shlamim. 3 karbanos that he brings. Upon shechting one of the karbanos, he shaves his head, and takes the hair, puts it under the pot where the shlamim is being cooked, and that's it. That's the end of his Naziris. That's it. That's just for a regular Nazir. A Nazir Tahor. Let's talk about a Nazir Tameh. Let's remind each other what happens with a Nazir Tameh. So a Nazir Tameh, first of all, it means that he was subject to Tumas Meis. We discussed back in the Mishnah on Memtes. Now, a week and a half ago, we discussed back in the Mishnah Mentes exactly which Tumas Meis he's exposing himself to in order to become a Nazir Tameh. And now what he does as a Nazir Tameh is he needs to, first of all, get rid of his Tumah, like anybody who's a Tameh Meis, go through the procedure of the Parah Adumah, day 3 and day 7, get sprinkled with the ashes of the Parah Adumah mixed with Mayim Chaim. On day 7, he tovels in the mikvah. And then on day 8, he brings a series of karbanos. And after he brings the karbanos, then he's allowed to resume count. Okay. Again, another machlokas with exactly when he resumes count, whether on day 7 or day 8, but again, just a kipshuto. He resumes count after he brings his karbanos. What karbanos does he need to bring? So here he needs to bring a chatas and ola and asham. The chatas and ola of the Nazir Tameh are a pair of birds. The asham is an animal. And then he would start his count anew. And now finally, let's just remind each other what happens to a mitzora. A mitzora, when he is free and clear of his tzaras, he goes through a purification. The purification is a 7-day purification that involves 2 steps. It really involves 2 shavings. On day 1, he has a procedure with a pair of birds. One bird he's going to let free, the other bird he's going to shecht. This is done outside of the Beis HaMikdash. And again, there's more details. You can see it all inside the beginning of Parshas Mitzora. But in other words, they're shaving on day 1. Together with an avoda done with a pair of birds, but this is done outside the Beis HaMikdash. Okay, then what happens is that on day 7 he goes through a second shaving, where he shaves his body one more time, and he brings a set of karbanos, and the set of karbanos that the mitzora brings at the conclusion of his saras is going to be a chatas and ola and an asham. Okay. The asham is probably the most recognizable of the karbanos that he brings, because the blood of the asham is going to be placed on various parts of his body as it is offered. So there you have, in a nutshell, the conclusion of the mitzora, the nazir tameh, and the nazir tahor. And here now, as we slow down and start now with the Gemara here is going to take us now step by step. So here he took on his ears. So for sure he's a nazir. Then on the day that he took on Naziris, he also possibly exposed himself to Tumas Meis. And on that very same day, he possibly may have been a Mitzora. So what happened? So Vitini Allah. So we're going to now start with the Braisa. And Megalech Arba Teglachiot. So you shave 4 times in the intervals of 30, 60, 90, 120. I'm using the Mishnah's model. Teglachas Rishona Mivitzi Parim. So on the first shaving, he's going to bring a pair of birds. He's going to bring chatas ha'of, v'olas behema. Okay. Let's go through each one. Okay, so on the first shaving, remember, there are basically, with every time that he shaves, because there are, he's a Nazir, but because he also has two Sfeikos riding along with him, so basically what he's doing is he's ruling out possibilities. Meaning, I may be a Mitzora. I may be a Nazir Tamei. So the first time you get to day 30, and you shave. Now that shaving may be because he's a Nazir Tamei. Okay, good. Mazel tov. You finished. On the other hand, he's a Suffolk Mitzora. That may be the first shaving of his Saras. Okay. It also may be that he's not a Nazir Mitzora, but rather he's a Nazir Tamei. That shaving is a response to being a Nazir Tamei. So with every shaving that he's doing, all we're really doing is just simply eliminating possibilities. Okay. Really, what we'd like to do first is get him free and clear of his Saras, if he's a Mitzora. Because you can't count your Naziris until your Tzaras is over. In fact, we learn back in the Mishnah, if you are a Vada Mitzora, if you're definitively a Mitzora, you take a hiatus from your Naziris, and you tend to your Tzaras right away, and you go 7 days, in other words, the regular 7-day waiting period, and then you take care of it. Here, however, the problem is he's a Suffolk Mitzora. So, in that first shaving, so the Bryce teaches us that he brings Sipparim, he brings a pair of birds. Okay, because we have to take into consideration that he may be a Mitzora, and shaving one of the Mitzora involves a pair of birds. Now, this is done outside the Beis HaMikdash, which is great, which is what we need, because right now he can't go into the Beis HaMikdash. A, he may be Tamei Meis, and B, he may be a Mitzora. So for the first shaving, he's going to do the procedure of the pair of birds. We're going to basically treat it as if it's the first shaving as a Mitzora, because that's a possibility. But that's only a possibility. He'll also bring a chatas, a bird which is a chatas. Now, a bird which is a chatas would be good. Now, if he's a Mitzora, he's got no business bringing right now any karbanos, because this would be the first shaving. But again, you always have to take into consideration that he may not be a Mitzora. If he's not a Mitzora, so then what does that leave us with? Two more possibilities. Number one, he's a Nazir Tor, and that's it. Now, if he's a Nazir Tor, and this is a concluding karbanos of his Nazir Tor, so what does he need to bring? Chatas, Ola, and Shlamim. Now, the Mishnah does not, this Bryce, I should say, does not mention anything about the Karban Shlamim, and it's debate amongst the Rishonim, whether or not the Shlamim comes or does not come. I'll leave that off the table right now. It's not discussed in the Bryce. So what he now needs to bring is an Olam and a Chatas. Good. Now, as far as the chatas is concerned, so you can't bring a real bona fide animal chatas, because, again, we're now in a world of Suffolk. We don't know if this is right now what is warranted. Okay, so you bring a chatas ha'of, you bring an olas behema. The olas behema now may, if in fact he's just a regular nazir, would be perfect. That will be there for the conclusion, for the termination of his naziris.
No.
Right. Correct. So what's going to happen now is that if he was just a regular Nazir Tahor, the bird that he's bringing right now is not going to be applied towards his regular Naziris, but the Ola would, because the Ola is the animal. And if he's not a Nazir Tahor and he's a Nazir Tamei, so okay, fine. So now he brought a Chatzas Ov bird, which is going to be addressing his being a Nazir Tamei, and the Olas Behema will just simply be a Nadava, it'll be a gift. Okay. That'll come at the very end, exactly. Shnia. Okay, now we're up to the second shaving. Now, just to make trying to make this as clear as possible. And if he was a Mitzora, it'd be great if he just shaved now again 7 days later, which is what a Mitzora would do. The problem is he's not definitively a Mitzora. He's only possibly a Mitzora. Which means that because there's only a possibility that he's a Mitzora, he can't just simply shave 7 days from now, because he may not be a Mitzora. And if he's not a Mitzora, he's a Nazir. A Nazir is not allowed to shave his head until he finishes counting his Naziris. That's why he's got to wait another 30 days. So now he's up to day 60, and now on day 60. Now, on day 60, one thing we've eliminated totally is that if he's a Mitzora, he went through step one of his Saras. He brought the pair of birds. So now, at the second shaving, so if he was a Mitzora, we're now up to step two. Now, it's true that the Torah says that for the Mitzora, it's 7 days between shaving number one and shaving number two, but that's not an absolute. those numbers are not are a little more flexible. It has to be just a minimum of 7 days between shaving one and shaving two. So this second shaving that he does on day 60 can be viewed as that now the second shaving of his saras. So shnei may be chatzos of olas behema. So on the second shaving is going to bring a chatzos bird in an olas behema. And again, now with the second shaving, ruling out already now the first step of mitzora. So now we are left here with three possibilities again. One possibility is that he's just simply finishing his Nazir Tahor. Could be. The first shaving that he did could have been a conclusion of his Nazir Tumah. And now he's just counting 30 days to conclude his Nazir Tahor. So it could be that right now he's a Nazir Tahor. That's a possibility. Good. He's bringing in all his Behema. Now again, it'd be lovely if he brought all three kabbanas, but right now he can't. He just simply has too many other considerations where he can't bring all three kabbanas. But as we discussed earlier, you bring one of the three kabbanas and that's enough. So I'll bring an olas behema, but now there's another possibility. The other possibility is that this is going to be shaving number two of its saras. Well, shaving number two of its saras, so with that comes a complement of gemara, a complement of kabbanos. A chatas, an ola, and an asham. So over here, he's bringing an ola. The chatas that he brings as well could be applied to his mitzora. Now, by a mitzora, there is fluctuation. There is room to negotiate the karbanos of the mitzora. The Torah says that if a person's wealthy, so he brings all them animals. But if the person's not wealthy, so the mitzora is allowed to bring a pair of birds for his chatas and for his ola. Now, over here, the Gemara does not address... Right, what kind of economic status this particular person has. And again, the Rishonim point out over here, so for this bird, Chata's bird, to be applied to him, he's going to have to, for the temporary being... Wait, just one second. Right. If for the temporary being, he's going to have to he's going to have to renounce all of his worldly possessions. But in other words, that's if he's a mitzora b'safek. This is if he's a mitzora. This would be shaving number two. And then, of course, the last possibility is that he wasn't a mitzora, and he wasn't a mitzora, and this. No. It's a nazir b'tuma can't be. If he's a nazir, then he's bringing two chatas. If he's a regular nazir?
Yeah.
No.
He's bringing two birds. The two birds are
not. No, I don't know. Okay. Fine. Shlishis. Now you get to the third shaving on day 90. So maybe chatzos ofa olas behema. So here chatzos ofa olas behema. Remember, one and two may have been a tzaras. So now if one and two is a tzaras, then now you get to three. Three, it could be that he was never a tamei meis, which means that this is a regular conclusion of Nazirus. It could be that he was tamei meis, which now means that this is going to be the karbanos for his tumah. Now, after shavings one and two, he's totally resolved in Saras if in fact he was a Mitzora. So now when you get to three, you're only really now with two possibilities. One, that he's a Nazir Tahor, and the other one, he's being a Nazir Tamei. Again, what karbanos is he going to bring? So you'll bring a Chatzos Ofa, you bring an Olas Behema. If he's a Nazir Tahor, the Olas Behema will be there serving as his karbanos for being a Nazir Tahor. If he's a Nazir Tamei, the Chatzos bird will be there to address him being a Nazir Tamei. And again, let's remind each other, as opposed to an animal chatas, which cannot be brought as a suffix, a bird chatas can be brought as a suffix, and in fact it will. Revius may be carbon tahara, and then the Brisa concludes by saying, when you get to the fourth one, so that you bring carbon tahara, meaning at this point in time, you've eliminated the possibility of saras, that took care in shavings one and two. You remove the possibility of being another tame, that took place in care in shaving number three. And so now on day 120, on the fourth shaving, so there's only one thing left, and that is him being another tahor. So at that point in time, you bring now the complement of karbanos for the nazir tahor. Amart. We're on Samach Amad Aleph. We're continuing in the Gemara. Teklachas Risha Mevichulev Mamanoshach. Shaper Kamaisi Di'i Vada Mitzorahu. The Gemara just simply now is going to go step by step and explain exactly what we did. Look, if he was a Mitzorah Velav Tamihu, and then he wasn't Tamei Tzipor and Chovaso. Remember, now we're talking about shaving number one. So good. So the pair of birds that he brings, which is done by the Mitzorah, is going to be applied towards his obligation. V'chatzaso of Sofek. Azla Lekvura. And as far as the fact that he did bring a Chatzas bird, but again, a Chatzas bird, if not necessary, is just simply ignored. You can bring it and dismiss it, which is what we're going to do. We're going to bring it and we're going to dismiss it.
It doesn't make it in the Mizbech, right?
It's sprinkled on the Mizbech, but the Kohanim don't eat it.
They burn it, no?
Mm-hmm.
They don't burn it.
But not on the, right, but not on the Mizbech, correct.
The usual one, they don't burn it?
No, no, the Kohanim, when it comes to a Chatzas bird, a Kohen eats it. But over here, the Kohen's not going to eat it. And it'll just simply burn in a what's called a Beis HaPsul. Okay, an area of disqualification.
Even if it's a gift?
You can't gift a Chatzas bird. In other words, you'll bring it, but again, if it's necessary, great. But if it's not, we'll just dismiss it. And because we don't know over here, we just simply put it, we burn it outside of the Azara.
The fact that
Correct. In general, right, that's a very good point. In general, when it comes to Karban Chatas, it's a mitzvah for the Kohen to eat. In fact, the Kohanim eating is part of the Kapara.
Right.
Right, which is why... Right, but over here, when it comes to a bird, so no, it's not... Obviously, that's not Ma'akev.
When you sprinkle the blood, there's no concern about the Kohen being good?
Right, so by an animal, there would be, and that's why by an animal we wouldn't do it, but with birds, we have that flexibility when it comes to birds. Okay, in other words, if it's not necessary, so therefore you're bringing non-consecrated animal into the Azara. Okay. V'ola havya nadava. So the, and as far as the carbonola is concerned, so again, if it's not necessary, that's fine. Just simply stipulate. If I don't need it, it'll be in a dava. You could do that with a carbonola. Ula galcho toch shiva, yafshar didama lav mukhladhu. Now, you can't shave, again, these are points that we've gone over, but the Gemara is now spelling them out, speaking it out. You can't shave now 7 days later from now, because again, we don't know he's a Mitzorah. The Mishnah already made this point. If we knew he was a Mitzorah, Vadai, so then the Nazirus is put totally on suspension, and we tend to Saras, but we don't know. So that's why we have to wait another 30 days. V'rechmana amar tar lo yavar rosho. Ad malos. And we know that the Torah says that a Nazir is not allowed to shave until he finishes. V'ilav Mitzorah Vadai Havai. We're still in shaving number one. And if he's not a Mitzorah, because again, there's two possibilities. Either he is or he isn't a Mitzorah. And if he's not a Mitzorah, Vuhu Tameh. And let's take into consideration now that really he's Tameh. So Chatas Of Chavaso. So the Chatas Of turns into his obligation, which is what he needs. And Vitziporn, Avrai Kamet Avdin. And as far as the pair of birds that you did, remember, the pair of birds that are done by the Mitzorah on day one of his purification, it's done outside the Beis HaMikdash. So you didn't introduce Chulin into the Azara. You didn't... What you did is a unusual ceremony, but it was done outside of the Beis HaMikdash. Good. V'lo havi Chulin ba'Azara. V'olas behema havi nadava. And the fact that you brought an olas behema, which, if you're a Nazir Tamei, is not what you need to do. So the Gemara says, that serves as a Nadava, that's simply a gift. V'ilav mitzorahu, v'lav tamehu. Now again, we got to remember, this is the first shaving. We got to take now the third possibility into account, which is, he's neither. He's neither mitzorah, nor is he a Tamei Meis. So then, Sipor, Nabraikim, Adabdin. So once again, the Gemara just simply holds our hand and walks us through every possibility. So if he was a... The pair of birds that he brought are done outside of the Beis HaMikdash, and okay, it's an unusual ceremony. Chatas of Lekvura, the Chatas bird that he offered, which if he was just a Nazir Tahor, so what? In other words, so he brought a Chatas bird. He didn't need it. Again, for him, the Chatas animal that he needs to bring is an animal, not a bird. So, again, the Chatas bird is not necessary. You dismiss it. Olas behema havichavaso. And the Olas behema serves as his obligation. It'd be wonderful if he could bring all three karbanos, but he can't bring all three karbanos. But one of the karbanos is enough to conclude his Nizirus. Bahabai Asham, the Gemara says now, you need an Hashem. This question of the Gemara right now is not perfectly clear exactly what it's asking. Meaning an Hashem is necessary, but who is an Hashem necessary to? And the Hashem is necessary towards the Nazir Tame. So if he's a Nazir Tame, so he's in a requirement of an Asham. So Rabbi Shimon, the answer the Gemara gives is that we're subscribing to Rabbi Shimon, Damar Maisi Umasne, that you can bring it and you can make it Tanai. Now, again, right, this line of Gemara is not really clear, the question, the answer, but just one bit of information, and that is that the avoda of the asham is identical to the avoda of a carbon shlamim. So what you can do is that, according to Rabbi Shimon, is that you can bring an asham in a state of safek, and you could say, if I need it as a carbon asham, we're going to treat it as a carbon asham. If I need it as a carbon shlamim, we're going to treat it. If I don't need an asham, so but then just treat it like a carbon shlamim, because the avoda of the two are identical to one another.
But the owner doesn't get to eat it as a shlamim.
So now, right, correct. So that's Rabbi Shimon's opinion. Now, Rabbi Shimon's position is not accepted by the Chachamim, and the reason being is as follows. Because there's a fundamental difference between an ashram and a shlamim. An ashram can only be eaten for one day, and it can only be eaten by kohanim. Shlamim, on the other hand, can be eaten for 2 days and can be eaten anywhere within your shlamim, can be eaten by anybody who's tahor. So really, what you're really doing, if you subscribe to Rabbi Shimon's viewpoint, is you are curtailing the time allotted to eating the karbon. And generally speaking, that's something in the world of karbanos that is very frowned upon. And so therefore, Rabbi Shimon's position is not an accepted position. So it's not perfectly clear right now if the Gemara is endorsing Rabbi Shimon's position or the Gemara is rejecting Rabbi Shimon's position, but the Gemara just moves on. The option is you just simply don't bring an asham, which would be fine. Okay, tigalacha shnia, vishlishis.
But how does he ever get rid of, if he doesn't make it as a carbon asham, how does he get rid of his nazir tameh?
Because he brought a chatas and he brought an olma.
And an asham with that also, but that doesn't.
But one.
Three is fine.
Yeah. In other words, that the asham is not going to be ma'akev. So the wine drinking can, but. We have to resolve all the possibilities. Correct. Teglach hashnei v'shlishis. Now we're going to move on to second and third. See, parn lo tzarich ha'avid. So were the pair of birds taken care of? That was already taken care of by shaving number one. Ma'ika dam avadeh mochladhu. So once again, let's just roll. So he may be a mitzora. So chad la safik sifro v'chad la safik tomaso. Good. So the first shaving that was done was for to start the sphira, to start the count, the 7 day count. But again, as we already mentioned previously, you're not going to count 7 days. You're going to count 30 days because we don't know for sure he's a mitzora. Good. And the second time that you did the shaving, that took care of your second mitzora. Okay, good. Teglachas revias. Now you get up to the fourth shaving. So maybe carbon tahara umasna. So you bring your karbanos and with tanai, with conditions. The idi vaday nazir hu, because if he for sure was a nazir, ola rishona chova v'zunadava. So that means if he was only a nazir and he wasn't a mitzora and he wasn't a tame, so then the first ola that he brought was towards his nazirus. Excuse me. And what he's doing now in the fourth shaving is just simply a nadava. Vimtame umuchladhu. Now if he was a tame and he was also mitzora, ola rishona nadava v'zuchova. The Ola Rishona that he brought was going to be an Adava. This current Ola that he's bringing right now is going to be is for an obligation. Shar Karbano Tame, I'm sorry, Vizu Shar Karbano, and this is now going to be the conclusion of his Karbanos.
In the first
possibility,
the Ola Nazir Tor, all the other shavings, all the appointments are going to justify doing the
other. So we're going to have to remind each other that the Gemara raised this question earlier, meaning because if he is if he was a Nazir Tahor and only a Nazir Tahor, and there were no other and there was no other considerations, so shavings 2, 3, and 4 will be illicit. It will be unlawful, yeah, to shave. So the Gemara raised that question earlier, and the Gemara said that the Mishnah is only applicable when this involves either a woman or a child. Correct. Right, so unclear. Unclear because there's a machlokas that we saw earlier whether or not shaving is ma'ake for a nazir. Right, can you conclude your nazirs without shaving?
Right, in the case that a man has a suffix, tell me suffix, what do you do
then? Right. Okay, so good. Unclear. Unclear. It's an important question. It's a good question. I'm unsure.
You cannot have karato and like have the whole nizur.
Yeah, that would be a solution. That would be one solution would be to get a Pesach and to undo the nizurs. But that's if you can. Okay. Yes. Let's do one more line and then we'll just pick it up tomorrow. Tamei safek umuchla v'adai. Okay, while we're here and while we're on the subject, so what permutations have we dealt with? We dealt with where he was a nazir and compounded with the fact that he was a safek mitzara and also a safek tamei. Okay, what the Gemara now would like to do is just simply exhaust the other possibilities, which we didn't address earlier. What if you are a tamei safek? Okay, so again, nazir started day one. He's for sure nazir, and then on top of that, may or may not be a tamei meis, and then umuchlat vadai, but for sure he's a mitzara. So here, it gets a little bit easier. Ocha b'kashim la'achir shmoni yamin. So now you eat karbanos 8 days later. Yeah, because remember, and this point was already made back in the Mishnah. If you know you're a mitzara, you take your nazir and you just simply. You abandon it. You put it on hold. You first tend to your tzaras. Your tzaras requires a 7-day process: shaving day one, shaving day seven, the bringing of karbanos on day eight, and that's what you do. And after you bring the karbanos, now you're perfectly in a position to resume your naziris.
Right?
No, you are a nazir. You're a nazir b'tumah.
Suspended.
Yeah, we can't. In other words, you're right. You took on your naziros, and you are a nazir. The fact that you may or may not be tameh is not going to impact the fact that you're a nazir. You're a nazir. Now, what are you going to do? Shosi yamim talamesim lacha shishim v'shiva yamim. Now, in terms of concluding your naziros, so that's going to take 60 days. But 60 days after 7, meaning first you tend to your tzaras, because you're a mitzvah mochlat, you take care of it, and then after your mitzvah mochlat, so now you got to go 60 days. Why 60 days after that? Because 30 days, because you may or may not be tameh, so 30 days to resolve that, and then another 30 days, because if you were tameh, now you got to count your 30 days b'tahara, so the magic number over there in that case is going to be 67. Okay, we'll pause. Tomorrow we'll start with the next scenario, Mukhla Safik Vitame Vadai. Okay, and then really the rest of today's daf, which Mirza Shem will get to tomorrow morning, the rest of today's daf is just going to address one very simple question, and that is, I'm sure you noticed, in the course of this entire discussion, there was no double dipping, meaning that you couldn't shave once and say, this shaving is going to be for my Nazir Tahor, my Nazir Tameh, my Mitzora. In other words, it was one of the basic presumptions that took place over here. I didn't even articulate it, but you saw it, that you can never double dip in shavings. The Gemara is just going to explain why that should be. And okay, so we'll right. Well, could be a boy. Right. Well, could be a boy. Could be. Yeah. Okay, but still, it's... Yeah.